All right, let's get to Freddie P, CanadianThinker.com. Good morning, Fred.
Hello, fellows.
How are you, sir?
Very good, fellows.
All right, a couple of things I want to talk about, but before we get to some of your great topics at CanadianThinker.com, I want to mention this, Freddie. When there are sometimes when you write and you are on your game. Now, you're a great radio announcer, a terrific broadcaster, but you've got a real talent for putting pen to paper as well, Fred, and your thoughts on the royal wedding, the upcoming royal wedding. It's so well written and so great. I want everybody listening this morning to go to CanadianThinker.com today at some point and read your thoughts on the royal wedding, because it's brilliant the way you explain your thoughts on it, Freddie.
Well, thank you very much. And it comes from the heart. It's something that I don't have a lot of patience for. Anything royal in the year 2011.
You are a beauty. All right. Somebody who used to be a royal beauty, Suzanne Somers. My God, I almost fell out of my office chair when I saw the photo you had posted of her at CanadianThinker.com and the terrible plastic surgery.
Looks more like Grover than anything.
What happened?
And I titled that posting Chicken Feed Face, right?
Yeah.
Because when I was a young, nasty child, you know, going to school and public school and high school, that's what we used to call people with a lot of acne. And I know that's not nice. That's horrible, Chicken Feed Face. My wife didn't think that was appropriate to have on my website. But I said, listen, Suzanne Somers did that to herself.
Yep, she did.
You know, that was self-inflicted.
Yeah.
Putting a tag on someone who can't really control an infliction, that is wrong. But someone like Suzanne Somers, who has decided to take a needle or allow someone to take a needle and inject her face with whatever, all sorts of biokinetics, or I don't even know what the terminology is. It's just weird. Anyway, there's the result. So I think there's a little bit of license there to poke fun, so to say.
And as you say on your blog, don't understand why celebrities continue to get this work done, as we see more and more celebrities that get this work done and look worse than they did before.
Yeah, you're right. And Suzanne Somers is a beautiful woman. And, you know, she's in her 60s. Hey, we all hit our 60s, you know, at some point. Mm. I'm not that far off myself. The thing is, age gracefully. I mean, she was beautiful in her 50s. And she would have been a beautiful, beautiful woman in her 60s.
Yeah.
For a 60-year-old woman, you are very beautiful.
Yeah.
And why screw with nature?
And you know, Fred, she's an odd one to do this because she had the cancer scare a while back. And since then, she has been very much on the side of natural remedies and all sorts of holistic type ways of dealing with medical situations. So this seems to me to go in the complete polar opposite of what she's advising people to do. And her thing is just to stay natural.
My wife read her book about being, you know, 40 and sexy and all that stuff, which I thoroughly encouraged because the book maintains how to, how to maintain a healthy sex life through your middle when you're middle aged and beyond. And hey, I'm totally into that.
Sure. But she seems to have gone the complete opposite way. And it's not only women in Hollywood. You know, a lot of the guys who start getting older. Burt Reynolds is a great example.
Yeah.
So many male actors who could nicely slide into senior type roles, like Paul Newman did so well as he got older. A lot of these guys, they get the plastic surgery. Burt Reynolds, who was a Hollywood icon, biggest box office star for a while there in the 70s. Now he's just a complete joke, and he cannot play any of those kind of senior, or maybe he doesn't want to. He always wants to be considered a young stud, even when they're into their 70s.
Yeah, have you seen Kenny Rogers?
Yeah, he's a perfect example.
Yeah, well, he gambled and he lost on that one. You like that, fellas?
Yes, look at you. Look at you, you wordsmith, you. Okay, Freddie, before we let you go, another great article on CanadianThinker.com, the trials and tribulations of your vasectomy.
It was interesting. A young fellow that I know I used to work with had a vasectomy, and he was quite happy. And back in the day when I was in, you know, I was like you guys, a radio morning man, and you were bouncing off the walls and having fun in the studio between songs. I miss those days desperately, but... I used to refer to myself as a freedom effer. Am I allowed to say that?
Sure, you can.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
So he sent me a message the other day with all that said was, I'm finally a freedom effer. So I just wrote about when I had a vasectomy back in the 80s, 87, I do believe, and they gave it to me on a Friday and then just told me to go home and lay on the couch for 2 days. Don't move. Put a bag of peas on your groinal area, and you're good to go by Monday. And by Saturday, I feel nothing. It's like I didn't even have surgery. I got a little bored. I tend to challenge myself in situations like this. So I get up, and I did the worst possible thing I could do. I went out and raked some leaves. So by Monday, rather than being ready to go, I had fellas, okay, the size of, I'll say, hardballs, and they were black and blue, and I couldn't move. I was just laying on a bed with my legs spread, and it took me about a week to get over that.
Now, Freddie, did you not feel any pain as you were raking? You think you would.
No. Huh. It was weird, Craig.
Wow.
Listen, the whole thing was a train wreck. I was a complete idiot. And because I did that, it took the second recovery period longer. So about 2 weeks after that, I thought I was fully recovered. I go 10-pin bowling, one of those bowling charity things for the radio station.
Yeah.
I went through the whole process again. Big black and blue balls.
Oh, Freddie.
Do you think I'm proud of telling this story? No. But this is just, you know, this is a warning to all those fellas that they're thinking about getting a vasectomy. And, you know, how many guys don't love that? So the doctor says, okay, the surgery's done. Go home, do nothing. Lay on the couch, you know, get up, go to the bathroom, back. Take it easy, just stay on your back. How many guys would, you know, look at that as an invitation it doesn't get any better than that, what I'm saying.
No, it really doesn't.
No, and I have to screw around with that.
Oh, Freddie, you're a good fella for being so honest. Freddie, always a pleasure, pal.
Loving you.